Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening, whether it's live somewhere or on the web, newsforthesoul.com. I'm Nicole Whitney, and this is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. I'm here with our regular on the show, meditation master, Pragito Dove, who you can find online at pragito.com. That's P-R-A-G-I-T-O.com. And I want to thank the listeners for sending some lovely, lovely emails about Pragito, enjoying the shows, and we're back for more. Today, the topic is Law of Attraction, a big topic these days, ever since The Secret and such, although, hey, we've been doing it all along anyway. Who knew? So let's welcome her on and start the fun. Pragito Dove, welcome to News for the Soul.
Thanks, Nicole. I'm delighted to be back.
Perfect timing. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you.
And, yes, it's 2007 here, and we've been doing a series of shows, life-changing shows, about kind of stepping into your power, locking in on intentions. And it's not because it's New Year's, but I think harnessing the energy of everyone sort of thinking resolution at the same time is what we're trying to do here. So we've had a very powerful series of shows, and here you are today with Law of Attraction. So how does this fit in with being a meditation master?
Well, it fits in perfectly because meditation takes us deep inside ourselves. And as you know, I teach all traditions of meditation. And I particularly want to talk about the laughter meditation today, because what that does is it creates a positive energy around us and positive thoughts. And 95% of us being in the subconscious, that means we are transmitting all the time. And we're either transmitting positive energy or we're transmitting negative energy, depending what's going on with our thoughts, depending what's going on with our emotions. And so the inner journey of meditation and self-awareness is all part of paying attention to what we are transmitting, so that instead of things just happening, you know, by kind of, quote, luck or by serendipity, or, you know, things like, oh, that was a coincidence, or that just fell into place, you know, that happened out of the blue. Actually, everything happens for a reason. It's all connected to what we are putting out.
So you believe nothing is random?
Nothing is random. And so the exciting secret here is that once we understand how it works, and this is one of the huge benefits of the inner journey of all the meditation techniques that I offer, then we can make sure that we attract what we want instead of perhaps what we don't want. Yes?
Well,
we
this
become
is
more conscious
of
what we are doing, what we're putting out.
Now, if I understood you correctly, a question that might be forming on the mind of the listener now out there is that if it's how much percent subconscious did you say?
95%.
Now, if 95% of what we're attuned to and bringing in, non-randomly, is subconscious in that 95%, how do we know what we're doing and how do we change it?
Well, we know what we're doing from the results.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is look at your life. You know, if it's about money, look in your bank account. If it's about love and relationships, look at your relationships. If it's about your health, look at your health. So it's very easy to know if you are putting out, you know, what you want to be putting out or transmitting what you want to be transmitting, because it's very easy to see from the results in your life. And so what happens with most of us is that areas in our life we're not so happy with. Most people are usually happy with some areas, but not others. So we look at the areas, obviously, where we're not so happy with what's happening. Maybe it's your bank account. Maybe it's your love life. Maybe it's your health or your energy level or your vitality. And then we can pay more attention to what are our thoughts around those areas, what are our beliefs, what kind of energy do we have, you know, emotionally speaking, around those topics. And then we can start taking steps to change them and heal them and transform them so that we then start attracting what we want. And perhaps it's best if I give an example here.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if our relationships are not where we want them to be, then maybe we're transmitting anger and fear. And that keeps people away. So then in our inner journey, and this is what I help people with, through all the wide range of meditation techniques that I teach and the hypnotherapy work that I do, we can then start taking a look within, into the subconscious, into that 95% of us, and to see, okay, what is at the root of the anger and healing and transforming that into love and creativity. What are the beliefs that we might have embedded in our subconscious that need to be changed? You know, maybe there's fear of love, fear of maybe some women have a fear of men because they've been abused by men, or men might have a fear of women because they've been abused by women. And all of this kind of thing gets deeply embedded in the subconscious, and then we cover it up with layers of strategies of how we've learned to deal with it, and so then it gets forgotten, and then we wonder why our life isn't working the way we want it to in that particular area. So as we do the inner journey, as we become more self-aware and with non-judgment and compassion for ourselves, using all these different meditation techniques and the hypnotherapy work, we can heal and transform on the emotional level, on the mental level of beliefs. And then it's easy to attract in, and this is the law of attraction, and then we start attracting in the kind of people we want to have in our lives, whether it's an intimate relationship, whether it's work colleagues, whether it's friends. We can help with all our family relationships. And we can start transforming everything. Does this make sense?
It makes total sense. Absolutely.
It's very scientific.
Well, let's get into the science of that. What we've got to do is get our first break out of the way, but let's get into the science of that when we come back.
Okay.
And talk about, you know, more linear aspects, like how long does it take for one to change? Can they change in the moment? I mean, how much of it is action? Lots of questions. Let's get into that when we come back. We're talking to Pragito Dove, meditation master, and we're talking about law of attraction. Very popular, very important topic. We will be right back with more news for your soul right after this.
The laughter meditation is just one of the special methods taught by meditation master Pragito Dove, recently featured on News for the Soul. Using the special techniques she uses, Pragito was able to transform her fear, anger, and pain into love, creativity, and freedom. And now she can share these secrets with you. You'll learn how to eliminate the negative conditioning that stands in your way and open yourself to the clarity of mind, inner wisdom, and wealth you deserve. Pragito has put together an amazing package for just News for the Soul listeners. Go to pragito.com/newsforthesoul to find out more. That's pragito.com/newsforthesoul.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're back. I'm Nicole Whitney, and this is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Law of Attraction, we're explaining it with Pragito Dove, meditation mastery. She is here, and she can be found online at pragito.com, P-R-A-G-I-T-O.com. Do you still have that special package up for...
I do, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because I was just about to say something about that. Yes, a very special package I have put up for News of the Soul listeners, which has my book and CDs and a complimentary or free 30-minute consultation with me so that we can focus on whatever particular area it is that in your life that needs the attention to be transformed so that you can get the results you want in your real life.
And it's such a thorough, comprehensive package. So I really encourage people to check that out. Pragito.com/news for the soul.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the address.
That's where you go. And actually, I was so impressed by the package. We featured Pragito on our recent Gifts for the Soul show just before Christmas there. So definitely do yourself a favor and check that out. Pragito.com/news for the soul. Okay. So before the break, you were saying it was quite scientific. So why don't we talk about that aspect of it?
Yes, well, it's based on physics. I mean, we're either putting out negative or positive energy. And energy has to go somewhere. And it can't be destroyed either. So the more we come to understand ourselves and what kind of energy, or some people use the word vibrations or vibes, you know, that we are transmitting, then the more we can be in mastery of ourselves and have our life the way we want it. So this isn't some fancy New Age term or anything. It is actually based on science, and it's also ancient wisdom. And it's now got, yes, as you said, popularized by the DVD, The Secret, and everybody's talking about it. But it is ancient wisdom, and it's embedded in all the meditation techniques that I teach, as well as in the hypnotherapy work that I do. Ways that we can, first of all, understand what vibrations we are putting out, and then change them to positive so that we get the results we want we want real world results. Yes?
Well, that would be the best kind to have, I would think. Not just talking about it, but doing it. You know,
yeah.
Then you know it's real. So, I mean, we've talked a lot about quantum physics and with respect to the evolution of humankind as far as consciousness goes. And so that's what you're talking about as far as the science background for this.
Mm-hmm.
And really, then, it might be fair to say, I mean, if we're doing it all the time, we're attracting everything to us, then we're already masters at law of attraction.
We actually are. And what we just need to do is refine it so we have things even more the way we want them. And one interesting thing is to take a look at the words that we use to describe things. Because, believe it or not, the words we use are very important, because the subconscious does not understand don't, not, and no. So if you say to somebody, don't get mad, what the subconscious, which remember is 95% of us, hears is simply mad, or don't panic, or don't worry, or don't run, don't forget. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What we do, then we forget. And actually, what we're doing by using those phrases is we're programming our subconscious to do the things we actually don't want to do. So, instead of saying those phrases like, you know, don't panic, for example, say to somebody, stay calm. Don't be late. Instead of saying don't be late, say, see you on time. Instead of saying I don't want this to hurt, say I'll be fine.
You know, what's interesting about that is that we're programmed to, that we even have to think to state the positive, that we're automatically trained somehow to state it in the negative.
Yes, and that's part of this culture.
Mm-hmm.
I was too, and I had to learn this. I had to make a conscious effort to listen to my own words. For example, I learned that life was painful and a struggle and difficult. And when I started my hypnotherapy trainings and I realized the power of words and what we can say to ourselves, I decided I was going to change it to life is easy and fun. And guess what?
It's easy and fun?
My life is easy and fun.
Oh, thank goodness.
Because I say it is.
So this law of attraction, essentially the bottom line is we get to choose how we want it.
Yes. First of all, we have to become aware that we do have the power to choose. Because, for example, before I learned this in my hypnotherapy training, I didn't know this. I didn't even know that I was, you know, saying these negative statements and perpetuating that my life was difficult and a struggle. And that was programmed into me by my upbringing.
So
what I wanted to do was reprogram myself, or with help, you know, from people, so that I could turn everything around and live with plenty of love and plenty of abundance financially, emotionally, spiritually, on every level, and all in an easy, relaxed manner.
Well, see, that's the thing, is this is probably where some people get stuck, is, okay, that's... Here's where I am. We've looked at what I'm drawing in. It's crap. I don't want it. I don't want that over there. But making the transition to really getting that they can really choose.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Well, that's when you do need help. I have to say that I got lots of help to make my transition. It's difficult to do it on your own. And certainly that is what I help people with. So first of all, we would start paying attention to their words they're using. I mean, I can, that's why I am offering this free 30 minute for people when they buy my package, because I can tell somebody within like 5 minutes of talking to them, I can tell them what their major issues are, because I can tell from the energy they're transmitting and the words they're using to describe themselves and their situation. So I can start right away making suggestions on other words they can use to describe their situation. And for example, one would be, oh, I have a lot of debt, people say. And that's a very depressing statement, yes?
Mm-hmm. Not very enlightening.
It punches up debt as prison and, you know, it makes you feel depressed. Now, instead of calling it debt, you can call it your line of credit. And you simply say, I have a line of credit that I'm using to start my new business or to get my life back on track. And doesn't that sound a lot more positive?
Much, much more uplifting, much more lighter. So you choose in every moment then how you see things and how you phrase things.
How you see things and how you say things, how you describe things, and also your thoughts. And this is, again, you know, there's a lot of different meditation techniques that I show people they can use to help them with this self-awareness of what is going on in your head, because the thoughts are going there all the time. So the more vigilant we become of the thoughts, then we notice what words are coming out of our mouths, example I just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can change them. And this is something I you know, it's because I've been doing this a long time now, it's easy for me to spot people, and you get instant results. I mean, one woman, I turned her around, her whole attitude to money, to her money and her finances in about 20 minutes.
Well,
her whole energy changed, and she changed from like this feeling overwhelmed and everything was a burden and she couldn't do it, and she suddenly became totally positive and hopeful, and I can do this. So her whole attitude changed.
Well, what I'd like to do is give you a real-world example, a very common one that, mm-hmm. You know, in New Year's resolution land, anyway. We're enmeshed in the midst of our first consciousness experiment of the year, this year. Mm-hmm. And it's a weight issue that my girlfriend and I are doing together on this quest of consciously overcoming the aforementioned weight issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that I put the weight on primarily by thinking fat. And every time going by a mirror, going, ew, you know.
Exactly.
I literally created it. I mean, it was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And there's other aspects to it as well, which we're doing exercises on and clearing out. But let's talk about this aspect about your work and implementing law of attraction. How would you counsel me if I came to you and said, look, I'm fat. It sucks. I don't want to be fat.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd say you don't describe yourself like that.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is a self-acceptance. The first step is to accept the way you are now. We start with now.
Oh, that's always the hard one, huh?
Yes.
That's not what we want.
And that is self-love.
So what do you mean by accept? Then you, just by loving your true self?
Well, instead of saying, I'm fat and it sucks, say something like, Brigitte, I would like to be more slim. And that would make me happy.
It'd make me very happy.
But then your subconscious is listening to every word you say. And it went the way you said it, heard fat and sucks. That's self-negative talk, yes?
Yeah.
So then what's happening inside of you is that part of you is contracting, getting hurt, and then in turn it will get angry and resentful, and so it'll go out and eat more donuts.
And the war begins.
And so there's the vicious cycle. But if you say, I'd like to trim my waistline a little bit, or I'd like to be a little bit slimmer. I'm happy the way I am, but I'd like to be a little bit slimmer. Doesn't that sound a lot more positive?
Yeah, it's definitely got a totally different energy to it.
Yeah, it's got a totally different energy. Just say that to me now. Say it, Brigitte.
Brigitte. I would like to be, well, a whole lot slimmer.
Mm-hmm.
I changed a little bit.
Right, but see, just say it in the most positive way that you can.
Mm-hmm.
Try it again.
I would like to be lean, healthy, and fit again. How
okay, you could drop the again and just say I'd like to
be
lean, healthy, and fit.
I'm trying to get it in there somewhere. Oh, it's amazing how the mind works. I would like to be lean,
healthy,
and fit.
Yeah, but again doesn't do anything.
Right.
What's your subconscious going to do with again?
No, it's my lower self trying to sneak in, I'm fat and it sucks, in a different way.
Exactly, and
yeah.
I can hear that. And I don't want any of it. I want total positivity. So try it again.
Okay. I am. Do I say I am? Or I want to be?
You can say, I want to be.
Okay. Well, I want to be healthy, fit, and slim.
I love it.
Now, isn't that a statement
that
I'm not?
And also add, and that would make me very happy.
Oh, that would make me deliriously happy.
Okay. I wouldn't use the word deliriously. Because that would make me very happy. So just say it again and say it with joy. Say it with positivity because it's the words and it's also the energy.
Okay. Let's try again. It would make me very happy. How's that?
Yeah, the whole thing. I'd like
okay.
to be slim, lean, and fit, or whatever you said.
All right.
And that would make me very happy.
I want to be slim, healthy, fit, and lean, and that would make me very happy.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Oh, thank God.
Yeah. And you could get that even better, because even energetically, there's a disbelief, there's a doubt.
There's a sarcasm. Yeah, I got it.
Yes, and that does not serve you.
That was much more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
Yes. But this is how it's done, and it's great that you are willing to step forward for this example. But this is exactly how it's done, because it's the words and it's the energy you say it with. So that's something you could practice to say with total positivity, because that is going to help it to happen. That's how you get the 95% of your subconscious on the program about being fit and slim and lean and being happy.
That's interesting. I mean, it reminds me a little bit of sort of affirmation exercises, except you're not stating it as already having it. It's I want to be. So this is a little different than any exercises I've done before. How does that work?
You can say it in the present tense if you want to.
Is it more powerful that way? Like, do you need to believe it?
It can be. I mean, you know, we can go on sort of nitpicking, but it can be very powerful. I mean, it's all right to say I want to be.
Okay. All right. So it begins with the statements and the watching what you say.
Yes, and I would definitely use the word slim, lean, healthy, and happy in your phrasing.
Okay.
And then, those are very positive words. Because the part of you that you want on board with this is the wisdom of the body. And that's one of my CDs, by the way, in the package I'm offering. One of my CDs is called The Wisdom of the Body. And it's learning to listen to the body, because the body is in the subconscious. And you want your body with the program, you know, that you want to be slim, lean, healthy, and fit, and happy. I always put happy in.
Happy is good.
Sometimes I just say, I want to be happy. That was one of my things I said all the time as a child. I want to be happy.
Now, I mean, I have a lot of, if you talk about just the chatter of the brain going on, I'm sure that happens a lot. All day long.
Yes, and what helps with the chatter of the brain is the gibberish meditation technique and the laughter meditation technique. Those two help a lot, and to break up the grip of this negative programming of the mind, which just kind of gets on a track and goes on and on and on like a worn-out record. And the laughter meditation I like very much, because the laughter is very positive energy, and it helps with the law of attraction.
So how does it help?
Hmm?
How does it help?
Because it's a very positive transmission of energy, and it's a very attractive energy. People are attracted to people who make them laugh, people who are humorous and light-hearted, you know? And I don't mean insincere. You can still be sincere. But it's just an attractive energy, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Because people like to laugh.
Now, this is what I'm wondering is how, if this is energy that we're utilizing in this system and in law of attraction and manifesting in general, how much of it is the actual action that you're doing?
95% of it.
95% is action?
Yes.
So why does that other 5% change the entire outcome then?
Well, that's the conscious mind. The conscious mind is the part, the intellectual mind, that unfortunately it can decide to shut down the whole of the subconscious and dominate the subconscious. And in fact, most people in this country, this is how this culture is, the North American culture, is dominated by the conscious mind. And fear and greed live in the conscious mind. Whereas trust and courage and love live in the subconscious.
Now, I want to ask you about the mainstream media, because as we're talking about the focus and watching your language and such.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's known that you know, watching TV puts you in a hypnotic state anyways,
mm-hmm.
and anything similar. So how is that playing a role with law of attraction in the mainstream community?
Well, that's a great point, Nicole, because the TV is hypnosis. We kind of go into a bit of a trance when we watch TV, and the internet's the same thing. We can go in a bit of a trance in front of the computer screen. And so the more aware we are of the power this can have to hypnotize us, then we can turn it off, or at least turn the sound off. Like, for example, when I watch TV, I always put the mute button on for the ads.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want all that stuff going into my mind. I never watch anything scary, because this actually is a fear-based society, and there's too much scary stuff out there. We've already got too much scary stuff in our own mind, so we don't want to exacerbate it and add to it. So watch comedies. Read books that are funny or are about love or heartwarming things or Animal Planet, things with animals and nature, because this will help to calm us down and help to remind us that we are safe on this planet and we are full of wisdom and there is plenty of love for everybody. There's plenty of laughter for everybody, and that we can have our lives be full of joy and happiness and celebration. We can have that, but we need constant reminders, and we need to be aware of what drags us down into the negative fear-based thinking.
So
we start to become more discerning,
mm-hmm.
also about the kind of people you spend your time with. So some people are just very negative and they complain and, you know, and think life is difficult and hard, and you don't want to be hanging out with people like that because they'll drag you down.
So as far as law of attraction goes, I mean, it goes for everything in your environment and to
choose. Absolutely everything, yes.
So you want to be choosing your programs and your friends and where you're putting your time and energy then, as well as choosing the words.
Exactly. And it's like those, because that's all our support system, you know, the people we spend our time with and so on, that's all support. So we want to gather as many supportive people around us as we can, people who are positive, who want us to be happy and they want to be happy, and have that positive attitude. It does kind of come down to an attitude, yeah?
Hmm.
It's like you see the cup as half empty or half full.
And choose.
And then we can move on to gratefulness. Because gratefulness is a key part, appreciation and gratitude of what we already have is also a key part to it. Because when we sit down, and one way that can help with this, I mean, you know, we could take your example with the weight. Sit down and write everything you are grateful about and appreciate about your body. Your health.
That won't take that long.
Well, you're not in hospital. You're not dying.
I'm not blind. I can breathe. Yeah.
Pardon?
Well, I'm not blind. I can breathe. All the basics.
Exactly.
Mm.
Because there's always people worse off than us.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can complain about your shoes and then you meet the person who has no feet.
Right.
So this always helps to keep things in perspective. So if we start with appreciation of what we have and gratitude for what we have and thank your body for being healthy enough so that you can conduct your business and go about your life. Some people don't have that. So when we become appreciative and grateful to our bodies, then the body will start to function better, because anybody, any person will function better when they feel appreciated. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
When if somebody does something for you, you know, let's say somebody goes and does your grocery shopping for you, and then they bring you the groceries, and all you do is complain because they forgot this and they didn't do that. Do you think they're going to do it again?
No.
No, but if they come back and you say, wow, I am so appreciative. Thank you so much. That's helped me so much. Okay, a couple of things got forgotten, but, you know, that doesn't matter because I'm just so appreciative. Do you think they'll do it for you again?
Universal law of reciprocation. It's very powerful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's also, to me, it's also just like common sense, because who wants to go and offer to do grocery shopping for somebody who just complains at you all the time?
Oh, yeah? Very true. Very true.
So it's the same thing with ourselves. We must treat ourselves with respect and with love and thank our body. And thank ourselves, you know, for everything that we have created in our lives that is good. And there's a lot of good that you've created in your life, yes?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
So you write you know, and you've got your daughters, and you've got a lot of good things in your life. So you write all those down. First of all, you start with thanking for all of that. And then you say what you want. Oh, and I'd like to be slim and lean and healthier. I want to be happy. You know, I want this. I want $1 million by next week or whatever it is. Yes?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that so much of this comes down to, I mean, not just this show, but many of the topics we talk about on News for the Soul comes down to loving and valuing oneself.
Yes.
And how we're just integrally not wired that way to start out with. It's amazing
right.
to me that we have to, like, work at that and how we've been programmed to think of anything like that as selfish.
Exactly, and especially women.
Yeah.
Women have that more than men do. Men, in general, are naturally more egocentric. But women, for generations now, have been programmed that we are secondary to men. We don't matter. And we're just here to serve everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So for women in particular, we have to, and I've had to work at this, you know, to appreciate myself, to value myself, that I'm smart and I'm a wonderful person and I've now created a very successful business. But obviously it comes from me valuing myself and knowing that I can do this and I deserve to do this because I have something of great value to offer.
Well, that's the thing, you know, and that's what struck me as you were talking, is that if that's at the core of our consciousness, in our subconscious,
mm-hmm.
that's the main thing we're drawing in, no matter what else we're changing wording of. That's
exactly,
at the core.
Exactly. You know, sometimes I say it's like a car running on one cylinder instead of four cylinders. It's running fine on one cylinder, but it obviously could run much better on four cylinders. And so when we, because we're body, mind, heart, and soul, so when we go into the subconscious where our soul or our spirit and our heart and our body are and get them on board and understand how to work with them and include them and love them and appreciate them, they'll do anything we want for us. The universe is waiting to give us whatever we want. The only thing is in the way is our own belief systems or programmings that we can't have that. But we can. We can have anything we want. And all we have to do is decide that we want it and then do the work to change the beliefs, to change the programs, to heal the pain, to heal the fear, which can all be done. If I can do it, and anybody can do it. It's just knowing how to do it, yeah? And you have to get help. Even, you know, even Tiger Woods has a coach, yes?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Even the great, successful people, multimillionaires and sports people and everybody, you do need a coach. You do need somebody who can help you and support you and show you things about yourself that you can't see.
No, especially
kind of
when it's subconscious.
When it comes to ourselves.
Very much so. I think that's why we all need each other in this journey, because otherwise we'd all be trying to, you know, sail our own boat. We wouldn't get too far.
Right. So we hire experts in different fields to help us.
So
because it you know, and it goes much quicker that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I want to ask you. We've got to get our last break to the top of the hour because we're in the home stretch here of the show. But when we come back, I want to ask specifically, sort of get down to, you know, how have you used this in your life? Give us some examples from there, and then let's give them the details on where they can get the tools again at the
okay.
end of the show. So we've got to take our last quick break. I'm talking to, of course, Brigido Dove, the meditation master, who you can find online, brigido.com, and the details about the package that she has put together for News for the Soul listeners who really want to take this up to a new level in their life and make this stuff work for them. Brigido.com/newsforthesoul. And we've got to take our last quick break. We're almost at the top of the hour. If you miss any of the show, newsforthesoul.com is where you go. We're back in 1 minute with more.
In December 2005, News for the Soul host Nicole Whitney experienced the most dramatic, life-changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Carrie O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Carrie O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Carrie is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Carrie when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Carrie O'Connor today. Go to InsideOut-OutsideIn.com. That's InsideOut-OutsideIn.com.
Who are you? Why are you here? What is the meaning of life? These burning questions have plagued mankind throughout our existence. How would you like to experience a process that would allow you to have some of the answers? Answers that would cause you to live with higher awareness and deeper authenticity from now on? Well, you can. Warrior Sage is offering an experiential 5-day enlightenment workshop called Illumination Intensive. Regularly about $3,000 to attend, Satya and Raja of Warrior Sage is offering this life-changing 5-day course to News for the Soul listeners totally for free. That's right. The tuition has been completely waived for all News for the Soul listeners. Satyan says this experience is so profound, he wants to share it with the world. So don't miss out on this special opportunity. To have your own direct experience of awakening with Warrior Sage, go to IlluminationIntensive.com now and tell them News for the Soul sent you. That's IlluminationIntensive.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. And we're back. I'm Nicole Whitney. This is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Here with Pragito Dove, meditation master, who you can find online at pragito.com. That's P-R-A-G-I-T-O.com. And we've been talking about law of attraction this hour, using some personal examples of it and how it reflects to quantum physics and, of course, the whole mainstream media operation. That's, boy, no wonder why we're inundated with that which we do not want. But how have you made it work in your life, Pragito?
Well, the way I've made it work in my life is I healed my fear, which I transformed into love and creativity. I transformed my anger into creativity. And basically, and my pain. It was my anger, fear, and pain that I had. That's on the emotional levels. I healed and transformed them and found the courage to step out and discover who I was and what I was here for, my purpose, and what I could offer the world. And I got into all of that because of my son when he was born, because I didn't want to do to him what my mother did to me, which was very abusive. And so that's all turned out great. He's turned out fantastic. He's 27 now. And that has been a huge, that was my main reason for getting into it. And of course, I am much happier now. And then I started to realize that I was a teacher and a writer, so, and I have my book now, published by Penguin, Lunchtime Enlightenment, and I have CDs, and I have workshops and trainings, because now my purpose is to share with others what has happened to me, because I know exactly how I got to where I am now, on every level, in terms of my happiness, my relationships, my bank account, everything is steps that I've taken one step at a time to understand myself, to understand what my talents were, what my great skills were, and then where I had challenges and where I needed to do some extra work and make some extra effort to change some things so that I could get better results in those areas.
Now, so, I'm just curious if you feel like it was sort of a destination you arrived at, or is it still an ongoing evolution?
It's still ongoing. It's always ongoing because we're energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're either expanding or contracting. And so I'm constantly expanding now to, you know, last time, you know, I was telling you how I met Goldie Hawn in December in New York, and now talking with her about especially the laughter meditation she's interested in, and working with her institute. And so more expansion for me, and constantly looking for ways for me to expand with my training so that I can reach more people. Because otherwise, what am I going to do? Just sit here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the joy of it, is when you can really start sharing it. It brings tremendous joy.
And finding your purpose and way of serving, it's very amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, to find your purpose, which is another thing I help people with, by the way, that's the hypnotherapy work, is to find what is your purpose, because I knew my purpose a long time ago, and it seemed very impossible at the time. It was, the purpose was to bring the benefits of all these meditation techniques and all this work to millions of people worldwide. And at the, when I first realized that's what it was, it just seemed like an impossible mountain to climb. But my experience is, when you are taking each one day at a time and one step at a time, heading towards your purpose, the universe just steps in and helps you in all kinds of ways, and that makes it easy. Because we don't have to struggle and think we have to do it on our own. That's why I encourage people to hire people to help you in areas where you need the help. Because mm-hmm. it just makes it go easier and quicker.
Yeah, that's definitely a big part of the process, isn't it? Find the teachers that you resonate and
yes.
do what you got to do.
Very
and do it
so.
As though
that
your life depends on it, because it, you know, in a sense, and do it in the sense of as your life depends on it, because it does, as far as the quality
yes.
and direction, right?
Your life does, well, because this is about your life.
This is it.
You know, and you can spend your whole life going on one cylinder, kind of having an okay life, or you can really own fully all the parts of yourself and really step out there, and not only have that will bring a lot of joy to you, but you can help a lot of people and bring joy to a lot of people. And I feel we have a responsibility to do that. I feel that I do, because I've been given these natural talents, plus I've done the work in the areas I needed to do some work, and now I feel it's my responsibility to share that with as many people as possible. When I see people struggling, you know, so many people who are struggling and having a difficult time, and I know how that can all be made much easier. So
well, and the whole general
to share it.
And the whole general sense of how you've described how we are in the mainstream on the planet, it's fear-based, greed-based. I mean, that's a stereotype as far as one aspect of it, but it's still underlying so much of the mainstream.
It is.
And to alleviate.
And that's what needs to be changed.
That is.
And as each one of us changes ourselves, then this is very powerful. So I don't ever want, you know, you or anybody listening to think, oh, it's just little old me, what difference can I make? One person can make a huge difference. I mean, look at Oprah, look at Martin Luther King. Just one person, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, before I started this, I was on permanent disability, had three diseases and walking on a cane and a one-year-old. So believe me, I'm as surprised as the rest of us. You know, and each one of us has a purpose sitting there waiting for us
yes.
to step into our divine nature.
Exactly.
And
especially when we have children, because I'm very aware I'm a role model for my son and he's my legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm always looking for ways, things I can share with him and ways I can be better, because I want him to continue and to share, because humanity needs this. The planet needs that. And I think in North America we're in a very privileged position, because this is the wealthiest country in the world, and it is possible to get any money we need for anything we need to do, you know, so that we can achieve our dreams, whatever they are, and then we can start helping people on a global level, too.
Mm-hmm. If we can get our stuff out of the way, we have the ability to make massive change.
Exactly, we do. Much more so that, for example, than if you and I were born in Africa and having this conversation.
Yes.
Simply because of the resources that are available to us in North America.
Well, we have our work cut out for us. It's interesting.
That is a privilege, and that is part of, I think, the gratitude and appreciation that we're born with North American passports.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's interesting, as you say, that all we have to do is kind of lock on to a more real, you know, buy out of the beliefs that we've been programmed into here, so we can use the law of attraction to bring it in. It's all right here. We've got all the tools. So
yes.
We're at the top of the hour. Speaking of tools, I want to mention those again before we tie it up here. Brigitte has put together a special package for News for the Soul listeners only, and it covers a whole the book, CDs, all kinds of programs, that, as well as a one-on-one session with Brigitte, and it's a very valuable package. If you want to get serious and take it up a notch, there's one choice for you. Brigitte.com/newsforthesoul is where you get all the details about that. And thank you so much for putting that together for our listeners too, Brigitte.
Oh, yes, you're very welcome.
And it's been a pleasure sharing some time with you again today. Thank you for being here. And all the best in the new year too.
Thank you, and to you too.
This has been News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.